Makilimembi, what on earth is that?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the lecturers at the highly popular Answers in Genesis seminars. Well, Ken, Makilimembi sounds like the name of a basketball star I watched on TV just a few nights ago. It's the name, though, of a dinosaur that may be alive today, right, Ken?
Well, yes, and according to eyewitness accounts by natives in the Congo and Central Africa, there seems to be a distinct possibility that a living dinosaur, which they call Makilimembi, is roaming about in their jungles. Maybe the Jurassic Park movies were partly right after all. Also, natives in the rainforests of Brazil have reported seeing a red-haired creature that some scientists now believe is a ground sloth. You know, these sloths supposedly became extinct 10,000 years ago. There are so many such reports from around the world like these. In fact, so much so that a special organization has been created to look for these creatures to determine if they're still alive. And as they find creatures that were supposed to have become extinct thousands or millions of years ago, the more embarrassing it is to evolution. Creationists, of course, have no problems at all when such creatures are found. Makilimembi, well, it could be a living dinosaur, which of course fits with what the Bible says in the book of Genesis. God created all land creatures, which included dinosaurs, on day six.
What does the Bible have to say about dinosaurs? Well, it's very different than what you'd see in Hollywood movies. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs on our award-winning website, AnswersRadio.com. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.